100.3 K-Talk Podcast. Darkness Radio. Saturday and Sunday nights, 9 till midnight on 100.3 K-Talk.
Good evening. Welcome back to the show. Boy, hour one went by fast, didn't it, Melly?
Oh, so fast.
Goes by quick. I love these interviews. And we've got online with us Michael Horn, and he is the authorized American media representative for the Billy Meier Contacts. And again, for more information, check out his website at theyfly.com, theyfly.com, which he has researched since 1979 and has proved to be absolutely authentic. He's a writer and producer of a new award-winning feature-length documentary, The Silent Revolution of Truth, as well as a writer, producer, and narrator of the DVD, The Meier Contacts, The Key to Our Future Survival. And this evening, we're talking about his newest DVD, which is The Billy Meier Story, UFOs and Prophecies from Outer Space. And getting a lot of great information from him. I do want to make a quick mention before we go back into the interview. Remember to join us tomorrow is the last day of the Awakenings event. So you can come out and meet celebrities like Chip Coffee. And he's going to be doing a live gallery session Sunday night. He's going to be doing a talk during the day. We have John Oliver from Haunting Evidence. Of course, Chip Coffee from Psychic Kids and Paranormal State on A&E. Chris Fleming from the TV show Dead Famous, The Ghost Hunters, and season two of Psychic Kids. And you saw him last week on the live Ghost Adventures event. We've got a great slew of people in, including Echo Bodine. All this is taking place at the Grand Rios Ramada Inn in Brooklyn Center, and tickets are available at the door. You can come in and just buy for the day, or you can pay to come in and do the gallery reading tomorrow night and try to communicate with loved ones that have crossed over. It's a great event. Come on out, meet me, meet Mally, meet the rest of Darkness Radio cast and all of our celebrity friends as we have a weekend of psychic fun, and tomorrow is the wrap-up day, so check that out. Again, come on out at the Grand Rios Ramada Inn. That's a Grand Rios Ramada Inn in Brooklyn Center. Come on out. Tickets are for sale at the door. And for more information on the event itself, check out darknessevents.com. Again, that's darknessevents.com. Click on the Awakenings banner, and you get all the information there. Now let's go back to our guest, Michael Horn. And Michael, before I went to the break, we were talking about the documents that they were able to find. And why don't you just give a few-second backstory again to catch people up if they just tuned in.
Sure. In 1963, Billy Meier and an ex-Greek Orthodox priest named Issa Rashid were led to the, presumably by the Pleiaron telepathically, to the outskirts of Old Jerusalem. And Issa Rashid had been previously led there by them, and now Billy had joined him, and led to an area where there was like a little hillside, a burn, a kind of a little, you know, specific place that had a hole down at the base of it, a little bit of a hole, and Billy dug it open enough that he and Issa Rashid could enter, get into whatever was within this little hillside, and it turned out to be, as they discovered with their flashlights and what have you, an ancient, ancient tomb. And the floors of this tomb were stones that had been, you know, placed down on the earth, and so they looked around. There wasn't too much visible in the tomb, but they started to, you know, lift these stones to see if something might be perhaps underneath, and indeed they found four resin-encrusted, animal skin-wrapped scrolls, layers of parchment-like material that were written in Aramaic. And it just so happened, quote-unquote, coincidentally, that Issa Rashid not only spoke his own native language and German, but he read and wrote Aramaic. So the scrolls were entrusted to him. He took them back with him into his home in Jerusalem. For 7 years, he worked as time permitted to try to translate them. He sent a chunk of this translation, about a third of the scrolls were translated, to Meier. And with this is about 1970, and basically he said to him, listen, you might not hear from me for a while because some people from some different powerful religious groups have found out that I've got something here, so we have to leave. He and his family took the scrolls, and they fled Jerusalem. They went into a refugee village in Lebanon, and he hid the scrolls in the walls of one of the buildings there. And again, in quotes, coincidentally, the Israelis came in and destroyed that village within a week's time or so. And the scrolls, we are told, were either destroyed or fell into the hands of the Israelis. And Issa Rashid and his family escaped with their lives, managed to just get out of there, couldn't take anything with them. And they ended up going into Iraq. Several years later, Meier learned that Rashid and his entire family had been machine gunned to death, presumably by the Mossad. Now, Meier puts out the first translation, meaning the German language translation of this document, these scrolls. It's called the Talmud Immanuel. and it attracts attention once it reaches English translation in about 1990 or so. It attracts the attention of a retired professor from Oregon State University who was involved in meteorology and comparative religious studies and what have you, James Dierdorf, who decides that he's just found another Bible hoax and wants to go about exposing it as a Bible hoax, and he starts to research it. And then within a couple of years, he publishes a book called Celestial Teachings. And he states then that contrary to this being a Bible hoax, the Talmud Emmanuel resolves over 325 inconsistencies in the book of Matthew, 125 or so of which were not even being discussed, not only at the time that it was first published in English or German, but even at the time it was discovered. And his conclusion is, this is beyond the capability of any mortal human to not only resolve 200 existing inconsistencies, but 125 that didn't exist at the time it's discovered. Plus, he goes through this book, this document, then line by line, comparing it to Matthew and showing how, where, and what, and why it does resolve the inconsistencies and makes the sense. So this is part of what is amazingly present here, this heretical document that threatens literally to overturn the foundation of the world's religions. We talk about a man who's been targeted 21 times for assassination. We might begin to understand why, then, it's not just about UFOs. And in this document, people can say, well, maybe somehow he's just that good that he, you know, could write this hoax while he's having these contacts, taking 1,200 films, trying to raise a family with three children, renovating an abandoned farmhouse, working as a night watchman, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. However, in this document, again, translated in 60, you know, beginning in 63, finally translated into German in 70, published then by 78 by Meyer in German, and then in about 90 or so in English, there's a couple funny little things in there, such as Emmanuel foretelling a time when human beings of the earth in their greed and their power hunger will ignite the very oil of the earth and darken the skies of the earth. Now, do you remember any time in recent history when there was a darkening of the skies because oil wells were set on fire?
Yes, I do.
Be the Gulf War.
Yep.
1991 or so?
Yeah, when they were trying to flex their power to show us what they could do to us and cutting us off from the oil supply.
Well after the document was not only discovered, first translated, but published, 13 years or so before it was first published in German. And so we have a document that we can establish its existence. Certainly the German version is out there with the copyright dates. And yet in there, supposedly a prophet called Emmanuel that nobody had ever heard of, who's doing things like the Sermon on the Mount and other things that are strangely reminiscent, and in some cases exactly the same as what we're attributed to, we are being told is a fictional Jesus person, he's now foretelling the Gulf War fires. But it goes beyond that. He also foretells a time when Jerusalem is going to be destroyed. And the way he writes about it in the telling of that destruction, it reads strangely clearly like a nuclear destruction. This is supposedly written 2,000 years ago. And as I said before, he foretells the coming of Muhammad. He informs the Israelites of the time that as they had also persecuted the prophets of the past, and they will persecute him, they will have a very unpleasant future if they cannot, in the form of their descendants as well, come to their senses and make a real peace with the people whose own original ancestors were the rightful owners of the Canaan lands, which were stolen, robbed, and taken from the original residents. Now, this, of course, does not endear Meyer to either Judaism, Christianity,
right,
or Islam.
Flying in the face. Well, how do you, let me ask you, as mm-hmm. somebody who's researching this and going at it, Michael, and you sound like an intelligent man, but I've been fooled before. Did you ever just look and go, come on, all of this contradictory? I mean, Nostradamus made a lot of really interesting predictions, too, in the quatrains that we can kind of, if we take the hammer to it right, we can pound that round, you know, peg into the square hole after all. Do you ever question, mm-hmm. because this is changing everything history knows, do you ever question?
Well, let me tell you why I don't question.
Okay.
Apart from the fact, you know, there's when you find a little thing here or there, you know, and people can gloss over. Recently, in terms even of the physical evidence, mm-hmm. we found certain things that make it incontrovertible. It's real. I mean, proof. It's beautiful, and it's been sitting staring people in the face for decades. Here's the answer. When you have a book, let's say, that's published in 1978, you know that, you can prove that, like other documents in the Meyer case, and it's got very specific information, something you can sink your teeth into, like the Gulf War fires. Mm-hmm. Okay, you pay attention. You don't have to say it's all true. You don't have to buy into it. But then, when you start to read the stuff that's been translated into English that I can tell you I read before the events occurred, and even in the case of a couple of them, have them on the DVD before the events occurred that I put out, just by reporting it, then you start to go, well, looky here. Mm-hmm. We're not being given mystical, magical, mythical kinds of quatrains to try to decipher the meaning. We're told, for instance, in a letter from 1958, Meyer says that not only will the Berlin Wall fall in the future, but sometime after that, the United States of America will have two wars with Iraq. The second war will be fought under the leadership of a president who will be the son of a former president. It will lead to an unbelievable disaster, terrorism, and torture. Pretty clear to me. He names AIDS by name, AIDS, as a coming epidemic that will take millions, if not hundreds of millions, of lives. He foretells the use of plastic credit cards, people carrying their telephones on them, the crystal meth epidemic. He maintains that people will have.
Now, when you say this, let me ask you. You know, I got to take a break. We'll come back, and then I'll ask you the question. Our guest, and this is an amazing story. We're talking to Michael Horn. And we're talking to him about the Billy Meyer story, UFOs and prophecies from outer space. We'll be back with more Darkness Radio. I'm Dave Schrader for Mallie Fox. We'll be right back with 100.3 K-Talk. Good evening. Welcome back to the show. This is Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. And we got a good one buzzing this evening, ladies and gentlemen. Our guest, Michael Horn, and he is talking about his new documentary, The Billy Meyer Story, UFOs and Prophecies from Outer Space. If you want to get a copy of this DVD, go to theyfly.com. Again, theyfly.com, theyfly.com. You'll find all the information there, and you can order your own copy and follow along. Now, before the break, I said I had a question for you that I wanted to throw in your direction. Why don't you, again, set up for the listeners that are just might have just tuned in to us. We were just talking about and give a little bit of the history again, so when I come at you with this, it doesn't sound like I'm coming out of left field.
Sure. We're really addressing the fact that what's claimed in this case is that there are literally hundreds of specific prophetic and or predictive pieces of information, announcements, what have you, that in most but not all cases, or let's say many but not all cases, we can actually show that they were published at a given time well before official discovery or occurrence.
And that's what I wanted to ask you about. Now, you say specific. Like, all right, to me it's interesting that he named it AIDS. He named it AIDS. That's dead on. Mm-hmm. He gave the plume of black smoke in the sky and the black lake burning and so on and so forth. So those are very definitive points. And as you say, he's not putting them into backward speak and mixing languages into quatrains like Nostradamus had to do to protect himself from being killed and burned at the stake as a heretic. So he was very direct and straightforward in what he said. But when you're saying, okay, he predicted this, he predicted that, can you give us a few examples of the exact words? Like you said, when he says AIDS, that's a great advantage to me. That's something you got to wrap your head around, you know. But when he gets into some of these other specifics and he names these things, what are the exact terms that he said them in? Was it, you know, I just want to know, and I know the skeptics in the audience are wondering, is it just something that you're kind of fitting into a compartment?
Oh, like trying to make it mean that.
Right.
So, okay, well, why don't I actually give you the exact quote? And this is posted for free on my website. People will be able to read this
for free. Must be crazy, Michael Horn.
I know. Well,
tell them what else they get.
Well, actually, I'm going to give a free gift to your listeners that ordered our film, too.
Oh,
we'll
great.
Do that. But yeah, but let me give this to you. I'm going to give you the entire paragraph 6 of the 1958 Prophecies and Predictions. Sectarianism will bear bad fruit and will cost many lives through murder and suicide, as also through politics and power lust. In diverse countries, hundreds of thousands of people will be murdered in the Soviet Union, which will be dissolved no later than 1991, and in East Germany, which will, however, only exist until the late 80s of this century. Thereafter, Germany will be reunified, whereby, in contrast, in Iraq, a war will be led through the United States of America through their country's president. However, this will be without success, for which reason one of his sons, who will likewise be the USA's head of power, will, in the third millennium, unleash a second war in Iraq, which will ultimately lead to an unbelievable disaster and to torturing, as well as to mass murder through U.S. armed forces and the rebellious.
So they just talked about George Bush and George Bush Jr.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
No, that wasn't, you know, all lyrical and faking. Right. It was very dead on. That the father's going to start it and the son's going to go in and muck it up even worse. And that's pretty dead on. All right. That's to me, that's impressive. That's, you know, you can't get more specific.
Right. I can give you something else that is kind of interesting. This is number 40. It's a long paragraph, but it's full of stuff that I think we want to pay attention to.
Sure.
And it will be that even before the time of the third millennium, and indeed in 1993, a political and commercial European dictator will arise that will be called the European Union, and in evil will carry the number 666, as through this the citizens of all member countries will finally be brought under total control through biometric data in identification devices and in the form of small data chips in the head or body inserted in a biometric identification system that would be overseen and controlled through a central data bank, whereby finally the whereabouts of every human can be exactly determined to the meter. First, the USA, and later the European Union will introduce this modern human enslavement. Thereafter, then other countries will also follow, all preceding the Swiss, whereby through this process the personal and national citizens' human rights will be drastically trimmed, which fundamentally will be originally already planned at the construction of the European Union, whereby the citizen is finally deemed fully incapable of managing his own affairs and should be governed only by the authorities without having a right to say regarding certain government things and decisions. How's that sound?
All right, so I understand the whole chipping and the GPS idea that they're getting it, but has it, pardon me for my ignorance on this, have they begun chipping? I know that they were talking about doing it to some of their soldiers. Have they begun?
Well, we'd have to find out if they've begun chipping or not. I don't know. I think that it could be fairly said that.
Well, they've certainly created the right. They've certainly created the technology to do so. And
yes.
I know that that a couple of years ago, the big news story was that they were relating this to the demon's mark of 666. That they said the chip would be best suited to be held in the hand, the back of the hand, or on the forehead, which could be scanned and would carry our monetary. As a matter of fact, a lot of the political analysts and conspiracy theorists believe that the reason America is faltering so badly in the economy right now is it so that we can crush the American dollar and come back with a one global economy that can be then tracked by these chips that we would use and people would begin to be scanned, which would encase in order to do marketplace according to the Bible. In order to deal and trade in the marketplace, you would have to take this mark of the beast, which would be either put in the hand or in the forehead, correct?
Yes, and of course, they are saying that, well, I mean, you know, he's clearly said that as well, but you may remember that a few years ago, even there were some young women in Florida who were just thrilled to have been chipped so they could go into their nightclub and just wave their arm in front of something. People,
right.
This is going on, believe me, the folks that are working on this are very determined. They're going to slip it through if they can because people have become mindless and stupid and will allow all this nonsense to be done to them.
Except for listeners of Darkness Radio. Thank you.
Yes. Well, there are some people that obviously have more important things to do than just watching mindless entertainment.
That's
they want
right.
to know about some other things.
That's right.
And of course, certainly nobody has to believe any of this stuff either. There's no belief in this case whatsoever. There isn't one word of belief. There's nothing in here where people are being asked to believe anything. The core teaching in this case is that each individual is completely, totally responsible for themselves, their thoughts, their feelings, their actions, and they cannot give it their power off to outside forces, to imaginary gods, saints, angels, guides, rulers, government leaders, anything else, because it is up to us to take responsibility. If we don't, we will get this kind of enslavement, which is, unfortunately, in many ways, well on its way in various places, whether it's seeing the light of day for people or not. Believe me, they're working on it.
Right. Well, I know they've actually talked about using that to help find missing children by chipping them
yes.
with these GPS.
They will come in on this. Yep, and pets, and it'll because they know that there are a lot of gullible, soft-headed people.
Oh, sure. Well, I've got seven kids. Yeah, if I can find a way to keep in, I'm definitely soft-headed. I've got seven kids. I must be nuts. But but in order to keep track of my kids, and with as scary as the world has gotten with abductions, and you hear these stories of all these girls that have been abducted and found 18 years later, if they had this GPS technology, I'm sure that they're going to be playing that up so that they could say, we could find your child within a matter of minutes from the time they go missing. And that would be part of the marketing ploy in order for us all to take this chip.
Absolutely.
And we'd be giving over our children, which again is the one of the signs, isn't it, that the fathers and mothers would be giving of their children to this mark and doing this so it would help to facilitate the Armageddon
also,
and the change.
Sure, and it's mentioned even in the Meyer prophecies about how people will abdicate responsibility for their children and allow them to be prostituted and abused and killed and all sorts of stuff. I mean, he was writing this stuff in the 50s, and he also foretold.
Do you think he was talking about Lindsay Lohan and her sister at that point?
Gosh, that's a train wreck.
They've prostituted out their kids.
Nightmares.
Yeah, exactly. Let's take our break here. We're going to come back. We'll talk more with Michael Horn. Check out his website, theyfly.com, theyfly.com. We're talking about the Billy Meyer story, UFOs and Prophecies from Outer Space. I'm Dave Schrader from Mally Fox. You're listening to Darkness Radio on 100.3. K-Talk. Welcome back to the show, Darkness Radio. We are your home for the best of paranormal talk radio every Saturday and Sunday nights. And if you can't get your fill of us on the weekend evenings, you can join us tomorrow live at the Grand Rios Ramada Inn. You can come out and meet the Darkness Radio team as we host the Awakenings event. Psychic Awakenings event with stars Chip Coffee from Paranormal State and Psychic Kids, John Oliver from Haunting Evidence, Chris Fleming from Dead Famous, Michael and Marty Perry from Sci-Fi's Proof Positive and Paranormal State. We've got a great weekend of fun stuff going on. Local legend Echo Bodine is doing talks tomorrow. Chip Coffee's leading a live gallery session and a talk on your children and their gifts. So if you want more information, check out darknessevents.com. Click on the Awakenings banner. You'll find information there, or you could just walk on in. We've got tickets for sale at the door. There's information about the tickets, information about the events. All of it's on our site at darknessevents.com. And again, that all takes place tomorrow is our wrap-up, the last day at the Grand Rios Ramada Water Park and Hotel. It's a great little ballroom area. Come right in off the lobby. You'll find us there. We've got over 20 vendors and metaphysical vendors. It's an amazing time. We hope that we'll see you there. We're going to go back to our guest again is Michael Horn. And Michael, I mean, you're telling us this is amazing information. And, I can understand why, Billy has been the target, getting all this information out there and having this kind of knowledge so much in advance. He would be considered kind of an enemy of the state for having this. But, Mally, now you had a question, and of course I say that half-heartedly, but, Mally, you had a question in the last break, too. What was that?
Well, I have a couple questions, but the first one, it just seems that prophecies that I hear are about doom and gloom. Did Billy prophesize anything that's good or positive, something that gives us hope?
Yeah, that's a good point. We always hear these quatrains and all these prophets coming forward with all gloom and doom, but is there any hope? Has Billy Meyer foreseen hope for us?
Actually, even in this document, the 1958 letter, there's quite a bit at the end of it of the good things that come to humanity, but it's going to take a very long time. We're talking centuries. And here's the reason why usually you hear so-called doom and gloom. We don't have to be warned about good things. Prophecies and predictions, mainly prophecies, are warnings, and they go this way. If you continue on this path, this event will occur. If you continue after that, then this event will occur. If you still don't change your ways, then this happens. So prophecies are not, it's not really that mystical. Everything in the universe, and even everything we consider paranormal, that is real, where it's a real phenomenon, it accords with known laws. And the main law, especially with prophecies and predictions, is the law of cause and effect. It operates for everything in life, everything. And you can find it, of course, even in spiritual and religious traditions as do unto others as you would have others do unto you, because they're gonna. You know, what goes around comes around. As a person sows, so shall they reap. This is all cause and effect. It's the law of the pendulum. We, in our country, unfortunately, those of us that are here now, and let's say mainly the younger people, of course, have inherited a rather unfortunate situation. And it's like this. Starting about in the 1940s, since that time, the United States of America, unbeknownst to most people, probably, have launched over 200 unprovoked acts of aggression against people who, by definition, didn't do anything to us. They didn't attack us. They didn't bomb us. They didn't burn us. They didn't throw stones at us. We have destabilized their governments, overthrown democratically elected governments, installed dictators, bombed them, put terror squads into their countries, caused revolutions over 200 times. That means that the ball, the pendulum that we send out, is coming back as a wrecking ball. And unless we're wise enough now to get about the business of correcting as much as we can in current time with our thoughts, feelings, and actions, we will see enormous destruction, the so-called doom and gloom. It's not because of some gray-bearded prophet years, decades, or millennia ago who's saying, you know, the world's coming to an end. It's because we ourselves are ignorant of the way things work, largely because there isn't really a religion on earth, probably short of pure Buddhism or Taoism, which isn't really no religion, that teaches responsible, self-responsible, causal relationships in life. Everything, you can turn it over to a god outside of you, you can mumble some words to a priest, everything's absolved. Totally man-made hocus-pocus and nonsense that, in the meantime, you know, blinds us to the gravy train coming back in our direction.
I can see that. I can see how a lot of what the stupid decisions we've made can come back, and I think we're already kind of in the swing of that wrecking ball right now.
In many ways, and one of the ways, and I've tried to say this to people, and this actually you'll find in the Meyer material, they talk about, he was writing about illegal immigration back in 1958, and he was saying, look, people have to understand that when you have masses of people who migrate to other countries to try to get the economic benefit of that country, and they have not brought their own country, their own standard of living, their own ability to support families up to the desired standard, they do two things. They absolutely degrade, not out of intention, they degrade the system because they abuse and absorb and drain it in the lands to which they will come because they cannot contribute as equals, and they absolutely abdicate their responsibility to their home countries to do the hard work of correcting politically and economically the errors and the shortcomings in their own countries. So whether somebody comes illegally from Mexico or China, from Norway or Scandinavia, wherever, doesn't matter. When people come without having contributed and brought their own country up to the standard that they aspire to, then this mess, and this is part of the wrecking ball, because the other part of it is here, the countries into which we have, you know, had our incursions and attacks and destabilizations, those people finally decided, hey, what is this U.S. that comes here and takes all this stuff? What's it like over there? Let's go check it out. And by golly, it sure is nicer than what we've got here. So we create that destruction here because of our going other places and interfering with people's lives. We stick our nose where it doesn't belong.
Amen. Yeah, I mean, and I'm all for helping other countries. You know, but the way we've been politically assassinated and pushed to do things when our own country, you know, we couldn't even respond to the tragedy in New Orleans. But we were expected to dump hundreds of millions of dollars into the tsunami, which, again, was a tragedy. Don't get me wrong, and I don't mean to underplay it, but somehow we also became the big brother of the entire world. And, you know, France was attacking us for not giving enough money. So we're like, oh, right. Okay, fine. And we ponied up more money, like the big dopey brother that feels embarrassed by his little brother. And we pony up this money and then can't take care of our own stuff. And then we end up in this huge debacle financially for our own country. We're now primarily owned by China at this point,
right?
And which could lead to a really horrible point for us if they ever decide to call back that chip.
If you read the Meyer material, the prophecies going back to the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s, they have foretold what's coming with China and Russia working in concert with each other. I don't want to go into that right now. I do want to say this, that the tsunami that hit Asia is nothing in comparison to the one that is predicted to hit the east coast of America, and that will cause unbelievable destruction if we do not prepare for it. That tsunami will be generated when the La Palma volcano erupts in the Canary Islands on the west coast of Africa and dumps 1 trillion tons of mass into the sea suddenly. When that happens, a tidal wave, a tsunami will be generated that will not only sweep up the coasts of France, Portugal, and Spain, but that will go across the Atlantic Ocean, attaining supersonic speed, and hit the entire eastern seaboard, penetrating up to 20 kilometers in our country, and could, if we do not prepare for it, take up to 20-some million lives. There is a tsunami earthquake foretold for the Northwest, which scientists have now
corroborated. Let's go back to that first one. When are we expecting that?
We don't know. They will not tell us. They've only said you need to know that this is a prediction.
Those alien bastards.
I know. Why won't
they
tell
us? It isn't them. We have scientists. We have government people. They're much, much, much busier feathering their own nests and making sure that they can, you know, steal from the populace and get the goodies of going into elected, you know, offices and be immune from the, you know, the populace.
Right, but isn't it safe to say, you know, I mean, with something like that, they know of this volcano off the Canary Islands, and it's safe to assume, because a lot of the underwater volcanoes have gone at some time, it's safe to assume that, so that even if it's 500 years from now, we can go, remember when Billy Meyer said?
True.
I mean,
exactly, but there's one coming sooner, probably.
is definitely going to happen, maybe. So,
it will definitely happen. There's two predictions, meaning these are set in stone. They will occur. And you're right about that. Now, here's the thing. However you may feel about global warming, Meyer wrote about climate change.
I live in Minnesota, and it's been cold as hell for the last 6 weeks. I think Al Gore's smoking stuff, global warming. So let's talk about it, though. What's going on with it?
Global warming, Meyer first wrote about it in 1958 and explained that, yes, there is global warming. It's a natural occurrence, but in the future it will be 75% man-made. It will result in the melting of ice caps and glaciers, which will raise sea levels, which will put pressure on tectonic plates, which will increase, as you were just mentioning, earthquake and volcanic activity enormously after the new millennium. There is no denying that there's glacial melting, that all this is happening. And when it happens, what we have to understand here, when glaciers...
Can I ask one thing real quick here?
Of course.
We only have a minute left in the segment, so let me throw this question at you, though, and then we'll come back and cover it in the next segment. But with that theory in mind, if the globe is warming, the ice caps are melting, and the idea is that I can understand, okay, then all this new water's there, and it's putting pressure, and it's spreading out, and it's creating these problems. But if the planet is, in fact, heating up, then wouldn't that mean that melting is evaporating as quickly as it's going down? So wouldn't that alleviate some of the pressure from being able to cause these issues? I'll just throw that out there. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and wrap up. We've got one last segment. Michael, it's going really fast. We'll have to have you back again. And our guest is Michael Horn. The name of the DVD is The Billy Meyer Story, UFOs and Prophecies from Outer Space. We'll be back with more Michael Horn, more Mally Fox, more Dave Schrader, and more of the best of Paranormal Talk Radio right here, 100.3. K-Talk. Good evening. Welcome back. We are wrapping up another episode of Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. But don't worry, we're going to be back live in studio again tomorrow night. We'll be taking your calls. We'll be talking more about the paranormal. So I hope that you'll find us here on your dial, 100.3 K-Talk, every Saturday and Sunday night, 9 p.m. till midnight. Again, join us in our live chat room every weekend. You can go into darknessradio.com, click on the live chat link, and it will take you in directly to our chat. And you can be a part of it as well. If you've missed any part of tonight's show, for God's sakes, go back and listen to the downplay of this. You can go to ktlkfm.com, ktlkfm.com. Click on the Darkness Radio podcast link, and there you'll find the show locked down there so you can listen to the entire show. Spread it out with your friends. Spread the word out there and let everybody know about Darkness Radio. Our guest, Michael Horn, and we are talking about Billy Meyer and the Billy Meyer prophecies, UFOs, prophecies from outer space. So with the question that I posed as we went into the last break, that if global warming is taking place and the Earth is heating up and the polar caps are melting, and the idea is that that extra additional weight of the water and all that stuff is changing the global environment, which will cause more underwater earthquakes and tidal waves and put pressure, which will cause volcanoes and underwater volcanoes to erupt, wouldn't the heat from the global warming actually affect the moisture levels being absorbed and taken away? I mean, we're seeing water levels and water tables drop dramatically here in Minnesota.
Well, let me answer it from a, I'm not a scientist, but as I was waiting for the break, my own subnoxious mind popped up a little answer for me. Mm-hmm. And that is this: if you take a bowl and you put ice in it, like, you know, make a little mini glacier, and then you raise the temperature just 1 or 2 degrees or sufficient, or, you know, so that it will start to melt, you will notice that the ice will melt and water will form in the bowl. It won't suddenly evaporate unless you raise the temperature enough and concentrate the heat enough to then cause further evaporation. Now, it's not that there isn't evaporation, but what you're just looking at then logically is, as the ice melts and the water mass is increased, the pressure on the land where the ice was resident beforehand had been suppressed by the weight of the glaciers, trillions of tons. As that is now relieved, that earth starts to rise back up, which also will create earthquake, volcanic eruption.
I got you. Okay.
See?
And
you can find information about this totally apart from Meyer. And if you look up La Palma volcano, you'll find scientists are writing about that. They're talking about that. That could blow. It could, you know. And the one in the northwest, on the you know, western coast of the United States, where they claim there will be a 9.0 earthquake that will run for 5 straight minutes and then generate a tsunami that will clobber Portland. Well, scientists have come up with virtually almost exactly the same precise prediction. And Meyer, I think, has had that out there for some time. So
Mally and I are safest right here in Minnesota. We're not going to the East Coast
here,
and we're not going to the West Coast, because both of you are about to be
smack
pummeled
in the middle.
But yeah, right, it's a good place you got there, eh?
Good. Yeah, no doubt
nice
about
accent
it, Michael. Well, we got about 7 minutes left in the show. What? Let me hit some of the stuff that you really want people to know about and that you feel that they should they should see this DVD and they should hear these stories.
The DVD is, yes, of course. It's called The Billy Meyer Context, UFOs and Prophecies from Outer Space. It's also called The Silent Revolution of Truth. It's the same DVD we have on our website. If any of your listeners, if all of your listeners, as many as they want to order that, they order it from our website. They put your name or the name of the show in, and in addition to the film, we send them a $25 CD with literally hundreds of excerpts of translations of Meyer's for free. But they have to either write the word free, that'll be good enough, or your name, and then we will make sure they buy that DVD. We give them a free one that's actually $5 more worth in value than the film. So that's
great
for your
so
listeners.
If they order it from you, and they, what do they do? Just send in an email saying they want to order it, and if they include
there's
they heard it on Darkness Radio? Okay.
Yeah, you know, order it or send a check, whatever you want, but just make sure that we know that, and then we send you the free gift with it.
Well, that's fantastic. Again, check out his website, theyfly.com, theyfly.com. Place your orders. Let them know that you placed your orders through Darkness Radio and heard the Billy Meyer interview here with Michael Horn. And on top of the DVD that you get, you'll get a $25 disc that has all more information and translations from a lot of Billy Meyer's actual predictions
right
along the way.
And so, I'll throw one other thought at you, if I may.
Sure, please.
If we do this again, you know, there's tons of other things to cover, including the actual explanation of what ghosts are and poltergeists. Ooh. And that type of phenomenon. I think your listeners will be fascinated. There are such things, but what they are may be very different from what most people think they are. And Meyer has extensive information on this. Most of it's in German, but we do know some of what he's written on it. And he gives various interesting little examples of this type of activity and how it's produced.
Well, that's great, but can you tell me if the Vikings are going to win the Super Bowl this year, and am I ever going to grow my hair back? Those are the two most important predictions I
sure
need right now.
Yes, I can, let me answer this. The first question is, yes, I can, but I'm not permitted to on the first one. Oh. And on the second one, you should get my bumper sticker, which will be coming out shortly. It says, lose hair now, ask me how. I'm as bald as you are.
I just got pictures of my kids hanging on my car. That's the reason I lost my hair. Let's so people can find that information there. And yeah, well, you know, let's have you on in a couple of weeks. In 2-3 weeks,
love
we'll
it
have you back, and we'll talk more about the other aspects of this. So let me ask you a couple quick questions.
Sure.
If I can get just a couple bullet statement answers here. I had a couple questions from the chat room when we were talking a little bit earlier about Billy being chosen because he was reincarnated. Do aliens
right
also reincarnate into human form?
only if they die on this planet. The law of reincarnation is you will reincarnate on the planet on which you die, providing that there is existing human life on that planet at the relatively same evolutionary level. If you die on a planet that you've gone to where there's no human life, the spirit actually migrates to the closest inhabited planet suitable for your reincarnation.
Okay. All right. Good to know. And then now they're making themselves known to Billy Meyer. Is Billy aware of anybody else that they definitely are making themselves aware to? Is there somebody else that we should know that, this person, Joan Rivers, Sylvia Brown...
None of the people that claim contact with ETs can prove it because they're not in contact. There is a woman named Pobol Cheng. She's a retired UN diplomat. She's in our film. She was at the UN for something like a dozen years representing her country. She witnessed not only Meyer, not only the ships in India, but one of the ET women with Meyer. She is effectively another contactee, highly credible woman. We brought an expert consultant to the U.S. Army Special Forces in who reads body language, teaches Special Forces to read body language. He reviewed her and Meyer, and he gave them both thumbs up. They're telling the truth. So there are five other photographers of these ships. There are people in Switzerland who've seen the ETs. They try not to be seen because this isn't about, making phenomenon for other people. It's not about the ETs. You'll see some photographs, partial photograph of one of the ET women in the film, but it's by no means conclusive. We don't claim that you should believe anything about it. There's too much else that people can look at and determine the truth for themselves.
All right, with 2 minutes left in the show, let's also mention, with all the work that Billy Meyer's done and all the contact, now, is Billy Meyer still alive?
Yes.
Okay, and does he have any major predictions that he's kept under his hat that he wants to be released after his death that you're aware
of? Well, I don't know about that, but I could say this, that with the predictions that are available, including the predictions and prophecies that are said to be the original ones of Enoch, Elijah, and Jeremiah, all freely available on my website, mm-hmm. along with, with Meyer's stuff, there's so much there, so much specific stuff. In the prophecies from 58, there's 162 specific things he tells. We can just look and see what happens and what doesn't.
Does he believe that in his lifetime we will see what the Bible prophesizes is Armageddon and the tribulation and the rebirth of our planet?
No, what they're very clear about is that the revelation and all that was a very cobbled together thing that included many things that were highly inaccurate, and that the core problem is that people that focus on bringing forth an apocalypse and Armageddon create it, if not just in their own lives, they bring it to other people. It does not have to happen at all. We will have hard times, there will be many miserable things, but all of that stuff, no.
All right. Well, Michael Horn was our guest this evening, and again, we're talking about his documentary that's called The Silent Revolution of Truth, The Billy Meyer Contacts, UFOs and Prophecies from Outer Space. You can get the information on his website at theyfly.com, theyfly.com, and you can order it there. And when you order it, tell him that you heard it on Darkness Radio. Include that in there, and then he will also include a $25 gift for you of a CD with even more information for you to check out. So please, Darkness Radio listeners, I encourage you to check that out and make it a part of your library. Michael, thank you very much for spending your Saturday evening here with us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, and I'm going to sleep.
All right. Have a good night, sir. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Stay tuned. We will be back tomorrow with a brand new show. You're listening to the best of Paranormal Talk Radio. I'm Dave Schrader.
I'm Mallie Fox.
And we will talk to you tomorrow night. Have a good night, everybody.